runs up one Valdez. Stubborn man, as the story says. Lance and picks and sorts by hand. The finest coffee in all the land.
Remember Juan Valdez, the peasant coffee grower from Colombia? Well, he's going upscale now to take on Starbucks. Two Juan Valdez coffee shops have opened in recent weeks, one in New York City, the other on this busy corner in downtown Washington, D.C. Sleek tables and chairs are arranged around brightly painted columns, which list the types of beans from Colombia's diverse coffee-growing regions. The front window bears the image of one of the marketing world's best-known icons, the man in the wide-brimmed hat and poncho with his faithful mule, Conchita. Juan Esteban Orduz is president of the Colombian Coffee Federation, which hired a New York ad agency to create Juan Valdez back in 1959.
We had to reach out to the consumers and show them why our coffee was special. I mean, how do you tell the consumer that you grow your coffee by hand, you pick it by hand, you wash it by hand, you do the whole process by hand, and you only pick the best beans and export the best beans? At the same time, when you look at Juan Valdez, the character, Juan Valdez, the person, if you go to the coffee region, you will see hundreds of Juan Valdezes, and you will see hundreds of Conchitas. And this is the way they take out the coffee from the mountains. Just the guy, the farmer with the mule and the bags of coffee on top of the mule.
It was a marketing revolution. The Federation was the first to link coffee quality to a specific country, something that prompted a rash of competitors in places like Ethiopia, Hawaii, and Indonesia. But back then, and for decades since, Juan Valdez has been the symbol to look for on those tins of ground coffee at the supermarket, Folgers and Maxwell House, the kind of no-nonsense cup of joe Juan Valdez himself might drink when he rises early to head to the coffee fields. But Federation President Orduz says that's not enough anymore.
The overall market is shifting to quality, and younger and not so younger people are demanding quality coffee. In many of the coffee shops, they don't sell just coffee. In many cases, they sell tea, they sell the pastries, the lunch, and so on and so on. And also, you will see that they sell lots of products that have very small, little coffee, and more whipped cream and milk and
do you have that in your menu up there?
We have that in our menu as well.
I see macchiato.
Macchiato, we have the nevados, which are delicious, cold. I love them.
Cappuccino. This is a Colombian-Italian.
Colombian-Italian. In fact, in the menu, we call it Juan Valdez specialties, Italian specialties, and then Colombian specialties. Those were traditional from Colombia. We have our brewed black coffee. We call it tinto, which is the way we call it in Colombia.
As always, the Colombian Coffee Federation uses its profits to provide roads, schools, hospitals, and such in Colombia's coffee-growing region.
This whole enterprise belongs to the coffee growers. We're going to get some profits for this from the coffee shops, which will go back to social investment. We're looking to start like more corporate structure in Colombia, where we'll do very soon an IPO in Colombia, specifically targeted to the cafeteros, to the coffee growers. And if they want, as individuals, they can also buy shares.
Individual coffee grower in Colombia can have a share in the profits from these cafes.
From these cafes.
Orduz says up to 25 or 30 cents of profit per cappuccino will go back to the coffee growers. That's an enormous hike from the few pennies per cup they normally see. And it's aimed at addressing a profound crisis in the coffee industry. In the past decade, international coffee prices have hit a 30-year low. On top of this, years of political violence in Colombia have hurt the coffee industry there. Gregory Deacom, co-author of the coffee book, has been watching the market. He says Colombia's coffee industry is overhauling itself out of dire necessity.
They're formerly the number two producer worldwide, and they had held that position for nearly a century. Of late, though, they've been bumped down to number five, so it's really kind of a disaster for them. But I think that they know that today in the coffee industry, money is not made on the farm. It's made in the cafe. I think it's a bold and clever move of theirs to try and move themselves downstream that way.
The Colombian Coffee Federation plans to open some 300 Juan Valdez cafes around the world over the next 5 years. That's an aggressive strategy, but Deacom says Starbucks has no reason to worry yet.
You have to remember that they only have two cafes here in the United States. They're planning to open the vast bulk of them in other countries, where Starbucks does not have the kind of penetration it has here. I think internationally they might have a shot at it. I think in this country they're probably never going to be more than a very small player in the specialty coffee sector.
Colombian Coffee Federation President Juan Esteban Orduz admits as much, yet he sees the cafes not just as an end in themselves, but also as a powerful advertising tool for all Colombian coffee, even if some customers still prefer the old-style cans at the supermarket.